Who am I that the highest would welcome me? I was unlearned for me, oh, his love for me. Oh, his love for me. In the sun sets free, all his splendor. I'm a child of God, yes I am. We at last he has ransomed me, his grace runs deep. While I was a slave to sin, Jesus died for me. Yes, he died for me. Through the sun sets free, all his free.
In my Father's house, there's a place for me. I'm a child of God. Yes, I am.
Good morning, church. And welcome to our all-age service, our service that really puts the whole church at the forefront, really looking at that that the whole of us, from the children right up to the oldest of us. Today we are looking at being fearfully and wonderfully made, and we've got some people going to talk to us a little bit later about that. But first, let's open the service in prayer. Dear God, we thank you for bringing us here. However we're feeling, whether that extra hour was enough or not, we thank you that you have brought us here, that we are here to worship you. We're here to learn more about you. We're here to seek you. We open our hearts now to whatever you have to say, whatever you want us to learn, whatever part of the service we're meant to learn from. We just open ourselves up to you now. And listen. We're listening, Lord. Amen. So first off, we've got a few notices. I'm going to ask Graham to come up and tell us a little bit about It's about the diaconate, that's the word, diaconate voting.
You'll get fed up with seeing me.
The postal votes are now out. They're with me. When you take them and give them to whoever wants them, please bring them back in a sealed envelope. If they're not in a sealed envelope, they will be void. Okay, so put them in a sealed envelope in the administrator's pigeonhole in the lounge, please, or myself. Thank you.
You've got a lot going on in the church every week. We've got our notice sheets, weekly notice sheets. Please do check this out for all sorts of notices, information about the tier fund quiz at Bobbing Hall on November the 2nd at 7 p.m. and a lot of other things. And we also have our monthly newsletter. Please do, if you haven't got one already, pick one up at the door. It's got all the stuff that we do over the month. We're going to now sing a couple more songs. The first one is an action song, so please do stand up and I shall teach you the actions. This song is called I Love You, and because we're talking about being fearfully and wonderfully made, we're doing songs that are all about how much God loves us, independent of what we look like. So this song goes, I might have knobbly knees, I want to see some knees, a squidgy tum, hairy toes, and a wiggly thumb. But Jesus says to me, I love you. Next page, please. I might have spiky hair, a dimply chin, pointy ears, and a cheeky grin. But Jesus says to me, I love you. Because he made me in a special way according to his plan. And Jesus looks inside my heart at who I really am. And then we've got clapping hands, arms to raise, and dancing feet for all my days. I would love to see some good dancing, please, because Jesus says to me, I love you. And that's all the parts of it. You've learnt the whole song. So can we get the music, please?
Wiggly thumb, but Jesus says to me, I love ya. I might have spiky hair, a dimply chin, pointy ears and a cheeky grin, but Jesus says to me, I love ya. Cause he made me in a special way according to his plan. And Jesus looks inside my heart at who I really am. So I've got clapping hands, arms to raise, dancing feet for all my days. Cause Jesus says to me, I love ya.
A little bit of dance.
Maybe in a special way according to his plan. And Jesus looks inside my heart at who I really am.
I might
have lovely nails, squidgy tongue, hairy toes and a wiggly thumb. But Jesus says to me, I love ya. I might have spiky hair, a dimply chin, pointy ears and a cheeky grin, but Jesus says to me, I love ya. Cause he made me in a special way according to his plan. And Jesus looks inside my heart at who I really am. So I've got clapping hands, arms to raise, dancing feet for all my things. Cause Jesus says to me, I love ya.
Now two more songs that that are really looking at, just one more song that really looks at God's creation, how amazing he is for us all. How great thou art. Oh Lord, my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the works thy hand hath made, I see the stars, I hear the mighty thunder, thy power throughout the universe displays. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. My God, how great thou art! one more song now, and this might be a new one to some of you, but this song really encapsulates everything that the psalm that we're looking at says. It says, I have a maker, he formed my heart. Before even time began, my life was in his hands. And then the second verse, I have a father, he calls me his own. He'll never leave me, no matter where I go. Let's sing. I have a maker, he formed my heart. Before even time began, my life was in his a maker again.
I have a maker, he formed my heart. Before even time began, my life was in his hands.
Father,
I have a father, he calls me his own. He'll never leave me, no matter where I go.
One more time, he knows my name.
He knows my name. He knows my every thought. He sees each tear that falls and hears me when I call.
Thank you. Please be seated. So over the past few weeks, we've been, there have been a few people in the church who have been putting a really concerted effort into getting our shoeboxes off. If for those who don't know, we deliver shoeboxes. I should have looked at this before I started speaking. We give shoeboxes out as part of a scheme for families at Christmas who really need the help, really need items, just warm clothing, hats, gloves, scarves, and some toys for kids because they might not get any presents this year. And these go internationally. We've sent them previously to some really wonderful places. If anybody does know where they're going this year, Albania this year. And so, yeah, it really does help those families. We'll be sending them off this week, so we're going to welcome Oliver up to just pray for those before they go.
Morning, church.
Morning.
Let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for gathering us here today, Lord. We thank you for everyone here who put so much effort into these shoeboxes. And we pray that wherever they go, they will bring happiness and joy to the children who may not thought they would get anything this year. And we pray that your blessings will just spread all over the world. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Now we're going to do another very important part of our service. And I have been guaranteed a birthday. Do we have any? Hello. This is my birthday this week. before I start, are there any other birthdays? Are there any other birthdays this week? Oh, yes, come down. Yeah, there we go. I know we've got another birthday up there. Happy birthday to you. I won't shout you out. Hello. What's your name? Cruz. Lovely. And how old are you, Cruz? You're 3. Very big number. Awesome. Would you like to pick something from our birthday box? And what's your name?
Ella.
Ella. And Ella is going to be is 10. Have you turned 10 already?
Yeah. Wednesday,
thank you very much. Awesome. Do you want to pick something from the birthday box? You playing it? What key? F? And so, yeah, he's pointing out something that's very good. There are some really good stuff in there. Have a look. And while we get that done, we'll sing happy birthday to you both. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you. Thank you. Amazing. Oh, I love it. Very nice. Very good. I'm now going to welcome Ricky up, who he has a few announcements for the youth. Ben, if you want.
Morning, church. Just a couple of notices. He's been waiting so long for that, hasn't he? Wow. I've been terrorising that box for so long, and actually I can do it. And no one can't tell me anything today. I just want to just quickly say that on Thursday the 31st of December, we know that the world goes out there and does their Halloween thing, and we want to do something for the youth this year, an alternative to that. And Bev came out of a great name for me, and it's called Light Night, not Fright Night. So we're going to have a light night on the 31st from 6 till 9 for all the youth. Please, please, please come along. We're going to have fun, games. There'll be FIFA, there'll be pool, there'll be games, there'll be fun. There'll be food, pizza, sweets. Me and Julie teaming up for some sweets action as well. And so, yeah, it's going to be great. So we just wanted to let you know about that in case we don't see you for the rest of the week. So please come along, the Way 1 and the Way 2 crew. And also, we just wanted to share a quick video from the Limitless video, just quickly, just so the parents know that from August the 9th to the 13th, us and the leaders are going to be going back to Limitless. We'd love for the youth to come. And for those that are thinking about coming, not sure, we just want to share a video to see what it's kind of like. And then there's a payment plan we're going to start from February right through to August for those who can have a payment plan. And for those who want to pay and not worry about a payment plan, you can. Just come and see me and the team. But we just wanted to share this video just quickly so you get an idea of what it's like.
that's doing something in our generation. Would there be a people who rise and say, in my time, in my school, in my neighborhood, God is on the move?
So hence why we need a lot of energy for that. So just as you can see, as there's the word, there's fun, there's so much for the youth to do, and it's a really, really great event. So we would love for you, the youth, to come along. We just want to share that video. So I'm now just going to hand over to the other team to do the Bible verse activity. Amen.
Okay, Ignite children, I do need your help for this. So can you get ready to move? Okay, so round the church, there are some objects or some pictures to do with the psalm we're looking at. So there are seven upstairs. So upstairs, Ignite children, can you get ready for your seven? Downstairs children, there are three. So could you get them and bring them? There won't be enough for everybody, but come to the front anyway. Okay, are you ready? Steady. Oh, don't run though. Walk him. Ready, steady, go. Come down, even if you haven't got one. Okay. Have you got one? Have you got one there, Breeze? Oh, you've got two. If someone hasn't got one, do you want to give it to someone that hasn't got one? Do you want to hold that one? Beautiful. So I've got one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Oh, fantastic. Okay. Wheel there? Yeah. Okay, so now, can you get yourselves in order? So on your, there is a verse attached. So can you get yourselves in order? If you've got number one, can you come down this end to whatever the last number is, 13, 14, I think, to that end. Okay, go. You go down there. Let's come off the stage because there's more room off the stage. Go off the stage for a minute. That's it. Right, so we've got one, you two, three. We're getting there, we're getting there.
Right.
Four. Oh, careful.
Right.
That's it. Well done. Four. That's it, well done. Good ordering. Have we got six somewhere? Six, six, six. Oh, we got five and six. Five and six, seven. Oh, sorting it out. Brilliant, fantastic. Okay, so we have also got the pictures on the screen as well so that everyone can see it as we do it. Okay. Now, let's come down. And, oh, children, if you would like to read the verse, it'd be lovely if you did. So I'll put it, if you don't, just shake your head and I'll read it, okay? I need to say it nice and slowly so everyone can hear. All right? Got it. Go.
You have searched me, Lord, and you know me.
Okay, and what have you got, David? binoculars. And that's because God knows each and all of us individually. Can you keep what? No, you can't keep the binoculars. They are borrowed binoculars. Okay. Can you see yours from there? I'll hold it.
You know me. When I sit and when I raise, you perceive my thoughts from afar.
Okay, so God knows what we are doing and he knows what we are thinking. Okay. And what have you got there? What have you got? Hold the object up. What have you got? A pillow. Fantastic. You going to read it? Yeah?
You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways.
Fantastic. So God knows where we are and he is familiar with us. Fantastic. Okay. So hold up your picture, but it should also come up as well. And it's really this part of the picture. It is this bit here, the tongue. Okay.
Can you read it?
Yeah. Before a word is on my tongue, you, Lord, know it completely. So God knows what we are going to say even before it comes out. Okie dokie. Do you want to say, hold it up though so people can see. That's it. Brilliant. Okay. So then we've got, you hem me in behind and before, and you lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. So we can't really understand or grasp all this it's about God. It's just mind-blowing. Okay, are you going to read it? Yeah. Read it.
When can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence?
Okay, and there's lots of question marks for that one. So we can't go anywhere. We can't hide from God anywhere.
If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea.
Fantastic. I'm going to go straight to 10. Do you want to read it? Yes.
Even there, your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast.
And God guides us the way that we should go.
If I say, surely the darkness will hide me, and the light become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light as you.
And the picture is, like a night picture and a day picture. Oh, sorry.
For you created my inmost being. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well.
And you've got, hold them up nicely, and we've got some knitting needles. Thank you. So it's a reminder that we are created by God. Could you pop down your objects just on the floor there? And then you're going to turn around because we're going to sing a song. So if you turn around to the stage, because I'm going to show the action. You can move back a bit. You don't have to be right on top of the stage. You need some room. That's it. So bring that over there. Okay, right, come then. Oh, let me put that down. Okay, so the song is If I Were a Butterfly. So some of you may know it because it is a good oldie, okay? So we're just going to go through some of the actions, not all of them. You'll get the hang of it really quickly, okay? So the first, whenever there's a thank you in the song, you do this. So thank you, like that. And then if there is Lord, then we're going to point to the ceiling, and then making is that's it. Oh, me, are you pointing to you? Yep. Then the chorus is, for you gave me a heart and you gave me a smile, you gave me Jesus and you made me your child, and I just thank you, Father, for making me. Brilliant. Okay, and then there's lots of animals and actions. So you're going to need your hands. So pop your things out. And grown-ups, stand up as well, please. And because you don't get away with this. So make sure you've got your hands nice and three. And I'm going to put this down here.
Okay, good morning, church. So you get lots of different people up here this morning. We're all going to say good morning to you. Okay, so what we're going to do now is we're going to do some praying, okay? Any of the children at the front here, can you tell me what is praying? Yes. Talking to God, also listening as well, but yes, kind of having a conversation with God. That's what we're going to do, but we're going to do it slightly differently to maybe the way that you're perhaps used to. So children, I'm going to need your help. I have here four bowls. And there are some upstairs, Flavie's in charge of the ones upstairs, they all have a small piece of wool in them. What I want is I want every single person in this church needs to have a piece of wool, okay? So perhaps, could the children at the front here, could you work together, take a bowl and walk round the bottom of the church and start giving everybody a piece of wool, okay? So you're going to have to work together to do that. And Flavie upstairs, I'm going to leave you in charge of choosing somebody or giving out the bits of wool yourself. So everybody, you need to make sure you get a piece of wool. Okay, and we will let them do that for a moment or two. Okay, looks like we're progressing quite well. So, okay, while the children carry on giving out the pieces of wool, I'm going to ask a question. Is there anybody in the house this morning who likes knitting? Any knitters in the house? Good, quite a few hands that I see. Okay, one of those people, or in fact anyone, what would we normally use to knit with? This is quite a big clue, okay? Somebody yell it out at me or stick your hand up. Wool, yes, we would normally knit with wool, okay? And when we're knitting, what are we actually doing? Are we... yes? Brilliant, yeah, we're making something. Now, it might be something to wear or a blanket, but you're absolutely right. We are making something. Okay, so let's hold on to those thoughts for a moment while we finish giving out our bits of wool. How are we doing upstairs? If you do not yet have a piece of wool, please put your hand up. Excellent. Okay, children, come back to the front. Make sure you've got a piece as well. You really, really need a piece of wool, children. There should be plenty. So make sure you've got one. Brilliant. Okay. So that Bible verse that we were just looking at, the last part of it, it said, you, God, you knit me together in my mother's womb. You knit me. So we've said that knitting is making something. So that means that God made you. He made you before you were even born. He put you together. And that applies to every single one of us here. Every single person here God made, every single one of you. And the next part of the verse, it says, I will praise you because I am, what was it? Fearfully and wonderfully made. Any ideas? What does that mean? I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Yes. Yeah, beautifully is another really good word that we could use. Yes. I really like that, that you like the way you're made. Yes, and it also means that God likes the way that he made you. He made every single one of you, and he made you beautiful and amazing and wonderful. So what I would like you to do is have a look at your piece of wool. It will be slightly different to the person next to you, which is fine. We might talk about that in a later service, about how we're all slightly different. They're all in a bit of a loop, so you might want to kind of hang it on your finger like this. But I want you to hold on to your piece of wool, and I want you to think about something about yourself that you really, really like. And there will be something, I'm sure. So I'm going to give you an example. Something about me that I like is I have freckles on my shoulders, and I really like that. Anybody else want to give me an example of something about themselves that they really like? Anyone at the front? Anyone upstairs? Yes. Marvellous. She likes that she has blue eyes. Let's see if we can get one more. Yes, Danny.
I like
Danny likes her hair a lot. I like your hair a lot as well. So I want you to think about something about yourself that you really, really like. Hold on to your wool and think about that thing, and I'm going to pray. Father God, we thank you that you made us. You knit us together before we were born. And we thank you that you made us fearfully and wonderfully, that we are beautiful and amazing and precious in your sight, Lord. Thank you for all those things about ourselves that we like, whether that's that we've got freckles or blue eyes, or we like our hair, or maybe we've got nice hands. We thank you that you made us to be like that. Help us, Lord, to love ourselves as much as you love us. Amen. Now, hold on to your piece of wool. Keep hold of it. Take it with you out of church. Through the week, hold on to it. Put it in a pocket or your wallet or your handbag. And it's a reminder you are fearfully and wonderfully made. God knit you together before you were born, and you are amazing and precious.
Amen. The wrong bit. That would help. Amen. Kids, you're welcome to go back to your parents if you want, or you can stay sitting at the front. It's entirely up to you what you want to do. But we're happy for you guys to go back. If you want to go back upstairs to your parents and sit with your parents, you can, or you can just chill at the front. We don't mind. You decide. Some of them have got wisdom because they realise how bad it's going to get. So they're off. Amen. You're staying. So we are really learning about today, about being a child of God, and about being fearfully and wonderfully made. And the two verses we're going to stick with really are 13 and 14. But you know, I like a bit of humour. So you know, some people use being a child of God to the next level. And there's been this photograph or this clip of a man going to a train station. He's about 45 years old, and he's got a train ticket. And the inspector looks at it, and it's got child on it. And he looks at him and says, "You're having a laugh. You're definitely not a child, mate. You're 45, 50. Not wanting to offend you, but you're definitely not a child." He said, "Listen, let me through, sir, because I am a child of God." And the inspector looked at him and went, "Okay, you're still going to get fined 20 quid. So sometimes we use a bit of scripture to our own advantage, you know, every now and then. Now I'm a child of God, and he tried to get through on his child ticket. Let's always remember, and I've always said it before, that God does not have grandchildren. So we are children of God. Every single one of us, so whether you're young, old, wherever you're at, whatever age you're at right now, you are a child of the living God. And I think that's amazing, you know, that he doesn't have grandchildren. You know, we all once at each other's different journeys or seasons in life. And he has only children of God. Despite the week we've been through, despite what we've faced this week and the troubles, the trials, the tribulations, you're still a child of God. You know, you don't have the right to say that you're not. You're still a child of the living God. You know, when we say we're fearfully and wonderfully made, again, being Christians, sometimes we, you know, could go up to people in their moment where they're quite angry or not having the best week and remind them you're fearfully and wonderfully made. They don't always appreciate it because they're like, "Listen, right now I don't want to hear about me being fearfully and wonderfully made. I've got issues, I've got problems, I need them to be solved." But that's the point. You need to remember who you are. You need to remember who your Father is. So this powerful phrase, it is a powerful truth. And we need to get that truth into our hearts, whether we're young or old. We need the truth that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. What an amazing thing as we learned from Bex, that we was an idea before we was even here. God knew your journey. He knew how you would come into the world, where you was coming into the world. I mean, when I was first born in Greenwich Hospital, 1981, hey. Hey, I'm going to be really polite. See, I was there before you, wasn't I, Nicola? Yeah. In 1981, South East London, but my nickname was called the Baby Elephant. So I weighed 9.8 pounds. Yeah, but God knew I was going to weigh that much. But the nurses didn't. And the baby elephant has kind of lifted into my adulthood, as you can see. But we're cool. But what an amazing, amazing thing that God does not make mistakes. Nobody in this room is a mistake. Absolutely no one. You may have had a bit of a tough beginning, but it wasn't a mistake. The fact you're sitting in this room right now is not a mistake. God knows. God knows everything. He made us fearfully and wonderfully. Every life matters in the church. Whether we're old, young, youth, not youth, whatever age we're at. But sometimes what we do, we try to hide behind some of those things and not allow God to fully use us or fully see ourselves as a child still. But we are. But God designed us in our mother's womb, made us in his image. And you know what else he did? He's assigned us for the times of today. Now we might look at today and think, oh my gosh, this was not like it used to be. When we was young, as I've said before, you know, you was lucky if you played kiss chase and, you know, run outs and things like that. Now, we've got phones, we've got the internet, we've got all these different things. Access is so quick to anything that we want, anybody. But God has assigned us to these times. So yes, they may be different to how we grew up, but he's put you here for now for a reason. And they're the reasons we need to work out what they are. Because we are here on purpose for today. Whether it's for somebody you walk in front of today that you needed to talk to, whether it's somebody, you know, in your family that you've met up with, maybe coincidentally, or we should say God incidentally, you've gone to the Morrisons and somehow, somewhere you've bumped into somebody and you've got into a conversation. You were assigned for today's times. That's the truth. So we can't run from some of the things we're seeing outside. We've got to face them head on as a church, because we are not worried about what the world tries to do. We know a God who's much bigger. So when we know the truth, believing this and trusting this is really, really hard and can sometimes take a lifetime to embrace fully into our walk. And that's why you see some people young struggling with their walk, some people middle-aged struggling with their walk, some people might be old struggling with their walk. I sometimes struggle with my walk, and I'm young. We all struggle-ish. And that's the reality, and we shouldn't be afraid of struggling. So sometimes when we're old, we don't want to tell someone we're young, we're struggling. We don't want people to think that we've not got it right. Trust me, you're never going to get it fully right. It's an impossibility. But when you know the truth, that you're fearfully and wonderfully made, it makes a whole big difference in how you see where you're going and how you deal with certain situations. Isn't it amazing that God says he will never forsake us? He's never going to leave us ever. And he decided that even in the womb of your mother. That whilst he was creating us, those words, I will never leave you, he was already there in the womb with you. He's never going to forsake us. He's here today right beside us. And he's here to that very, 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 very last moment. But we need to understand that truth and be bold with it. Sometimes we have a lot of knowledge of God, but we don't bear enough fruit that the knowledge is, that you look like you have. And sometimes the truth of the matter is because you don't believe it all. You have the knowledge of it, but you don't fully believe it. And we need to go from having knowledge to fully believing the truth about who God says we truly, truly are. And not use it as a flyaway comment. Use it as the truth. I am fearfully and wonderfully made, despite being called a baby elephant at the beginning. I am fearfully and I am wonderfully made because my God tells me I am. And what God says is the truth. We are children of God. So we know the Bible cannot be false. The Bible cannot be a lie. The Bible speaks absolute truth. But being a child of God comes with so many blessings. And we need to celebrate this together. It's amazing. It's a privilege to be called by the one true living God as children of God. We serve a powerful God who has radically turned millions and millions of lives around for the better. But some of the truths are this, and these are just some. We have forgiveness of sins, access to God's power and wisdom. He says, he that lacks wisdom, ask, and it shall be given unto them in abundance. He doesn't like to give out little gifts, does he, our God? We have assurance of our salvation, security, authority. We forget that sometimes as children of God. We have authority. He says, where you lay your feet, there be the land that you have. We have authority. Intimacy. Those times you, when the Bible says, go and shut your door and be with your Father who is in heaven. And you shut your door and you have that intimacy with your God. Wow. Wow. What an amazing thing that our God is closer to us than the clothes on our back. And the intimacy that he wants with us. We have an inheritance. I would have told my mum and dad, do not leave me your debts. Because I will move to a country where you can divorce your parents. Just kidding. We have an inheritance. Heaven is an inheritance as well. We're going to one day, as children of God, we're going to be walking on pavements of gold. God doesn't do little blessings. He does big blessings. He doesn't do small things. He does big things. And more so for his children that he loves and died for. Sometimes he does like to discipline us. I try and avoid that as much as I can. But I normally hit a brick wall and get disciplined, so it's all right. But it's always in love. Always in love. When God is telling you something as his child and telling you, listen, refrain from this road, refrain from this route, it's because he loves you. And we might not see the destination, but he's already seen it. He was there at the beginning and he's there at the end. A family likeness. Ain't you lot glad you look a bit like me? No? Anyone? No? No? What do you mean? I was only kidding when I said I was a baby elephant. We have unity in the church, children of God. We're unified. Do you know what? Have a look around. This is what heaven's going to look like. All of us together in heaven, no matter what color, what race, what country. We're together. This is heaven. So we're a part of the family. We are a big, 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 big family. And the last one, before I read out this last scripture, is that we have a purpose. God did not bring you into the kingdom of God without giving you a purpose as to why he has saved your life. Now, I always say, I'm saved to help other people get saved. Otherwise, you know, there needs to be a bigger part to that journey. But everybody has a purpose. Everybody has a purpose. From the young to the old, we have a purpose. Even now, no matter what age we are, you have a purpose. Whether it's saying hello every morning at the school, that you see people and they're always saying polite and you're saying, that's a purpose. Find out what the purpose is that God is calling you into and run with the purpose of God. Because it won't fail you. You'll just be blessed for it. You know? It's amazing being a child of God. It truly, truly is. from the access we have, from the Father we serve, it's amazing. Yes, you know, as we always like to say, there's, you know, pain in the offering. But that's life. Life is life. But you know what? You are a chosen child of God, fearfully and wonderfully made. Amen?
Amen.
We're going to read this last bit of Psalm for us just to listen to as we read through as children of God. And that's Psalm 103 up to verse 5. Praise the Lord, my soul. All my innermost being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits. We forget the benefits sometimes of being a child of God. There's so many. Who forgives all of our sins and heals all of your diseases. Heals all of your diseases. Not some, all. Who redeems your life from the pit. We've all been in the pit. As Christians and as non-Christians, we've been in the pit. But he has redeemed us from it and crowns us with love and compassion. You see, God, he doesn't just give it out just a little bit. He says, I crown you with love and with passion. That's next level. That's not just a little bit. That's a next level acknowledgement of what Christ is saying to us. And who satisfies your desires with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. With good things. So I'm just quickly going to pray, and we're going to have a worship song to finish off. But let's remember that wall as we take it with us. Remembering the wall and remembering who we are. So Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, we just thank you this morning. We thank you, Lord, that we are children of the living God. Wow. You crown us with love and compassion. Let's continually run into the Father's arms. And in the book of Romans, it says you've given us the right to call you Abba, Father. He's our Father in heaven. And just have your way, Lord. If we have a week ahead of us, Lord, let us be blessed and forget not all the benefits of what it is to be a child of the living God. Amen.
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 Thank you very much. We've got one more song before we head out for teas and coffees. It's more reflective, so if you would like to stay seated and while we sing, please do feel free. But it is really talking about that closeness, that intimacy that we have with God. Good, good Father. Let's sing.
What we It's who you are. It's who you are, and I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect.
Father God, we thank you that you love us so, so much. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. You know our every move. You know our every step. You desire to be closer to us. You desire us to want to know you more, to come deeper still. Lord, as we go out this week, help us to act like your children. Act in our inheritance, claiming that divinity and walking in your purpose. Knowing that you're leading the way, you're in charge, you know where our steps are going. Amen. Amen. Thank you very much, church. Please do join us in the lounge for teas and coffees. Good question. I think who you say I am, who you say I am, who you say I am, who you say I am. This one.
Who am I that the highest king would welcome me? I was lost, but he brought me in. Oh, his love for me. Oh, his love for me. Who the sun sets free. Oh, is free indeed. I'm a child of God. Yes, I am. Free at last, he has found.
Thank you guys so much. Really, really lovely. Very, very lovely. Very